Welcome to the Terry and Jesse Show. Jesse's out of town today, but my good friend Paul Clay from Jesus 911 is joining me. Paul, welcome to the show, brother. You reporting
Thank
for duty?
Terry.
Yeah, good man. Hey, I'm going to call you Jess. Paul, today's show, we've got a lot to talk about. A John Hopkins professor, one of the biggest failures, he says, in our current medical leadership is ignoring the natural immunity we get with COVID-19 when we have it. So that's going to be an interesting topic. Also, some breaking news. We need to pray for Bishop O'Connell. He also, David O'Connell from New Jersey, he took the COVID vaccine and is now having blood clots like thousands of people are having. So that's an issue we need to pray for. Also, there's no moral neutrality in the era of moral revolution that's going on. What does he mean by that? Also, this is a great story, Paul. The guy stood up for Jesus, man. He took it right on the chin. A teacher is suspended for refusing to lie to students that a biological boy can be a girl. You know, reality. We don't want to deal with reality. We want to live in la-la land. And, Paul, before we get to the gospel, I have a quote. Well, you know what? I'm going to tease everybody. Bishop Sheen's got somebody with him, St. John Hughes, and it's a quote that applies back in the 16th century that applies to us in the 21st century. You're going to love it. But before we do all of that showing material, we're going to get the gospel out, and we're going to talk about the saint of the day and why he applies as a great model for us today. Paul, could you do the honor of reading from the gospel according to Mark chapter 12, 18 to 27, and give us your commentary, brother?
Yes, Terry. One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating. Noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked them, "Of all the commandments, which is most important?" "The most important one," answered Jesus, "is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this: Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these." "Well said, teacher," the man replied. "You are right in saying that God is one, and there is no other but him. To love him with all your heart and with all your understanding and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is more important than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." When Jesus saw that he had answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And from then on, no one dared ask him any more questions. The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Wow, what a great summary of the gospel, Paul. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, Terry, I got to tell you. Well, first of all, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. That's known as the Shema, or the Shema, some people pronounce it. And it's recited three times a day by devout Jews. And it's a reminder of the covenant God made with Israel. And of course, Terry, you know that we are spiritual Israel. So God is reminding us about the covenant, and that covenant, it's a covenant of love. There's no doubt about it. Love God, love your neighbor. The key word there is love. Sacred scripture tells us that love covers a multitude of sins, Terry.
Amen.
And also, sacred scripture says God is love. And Terry, I can't help but mention this. Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, known as the love chapter, he says, "If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I'm nothing. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing." Terry, God is the source of love, and that's why Jesus said, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." So as long as we follow Jesus, and as long as, you know, God being the source of love, as long as we stay living in a state of grace, Terry, something that you preach on this program all the time, if we live in a state of grace, we're connected to the source of love, and we can't help but manifest love. And I would suggest, Terry, that if they're to the listeners that, you know, they might go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and print out what love is. Love is patient. It's kind. It does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, and hopes all things, and endures all things. Terry, I got to tell you that if we meditate on these things and just ask ourselves, am I manifesting these things in my life? We have to understand that these are the fruits of the Spirit. Amen. And if we are abiding in the Spirit and living in a state of grace, then these things will be manifest in our life. They'll just flow naturally like a river. But and the only way that we can put to death the deeds of the flesh are by the power of the Spirit, and that is to manifest love and to walk in a state of grace.
Wow. Amen to that, brother. That's the thing that made me think, is there enough evidence to convict me as an on-fire Christian? See, that quote you gave on love tells it all. So thank you for that. Wow. Let's bring the smartest guy into the room, Archbishop Fulton Sheen. Full Sheen ahead. It's a real simple line, but he also has a passenger with him, and he wants to let St. John Hughes also say something. But here's something simple, and it fits with what we're doing with the show today. Bishop Sheen says, no man discovers anything big unless he makes himself small. I'll repeat it.
I love that.
Yeah, no man discovers anything big unless he makes himself small. And I think of the world right now, pride is like, you know, we're trying to connect with chimpanzees and humans, and we're trying to, you know, recreate things. We're trying to play God, really, is what our culture. We don't think that God got it right when he made a person a male. No, he can be a female. This is all pride. And so I thank Bishop Sheen for that, because we're going to be talking about that. Paul, let me throw something at you. I didn't even hit you before the show, but I read this a while back, and I asked myself, what saint would be a good patron saint for us right now in the church, when there's so much scandal that's gone on, immorality that's gone on with the McCarrick case and all the rest? Well, I think of St. John Hughes, and he had a great devotion to the Sacred Heart. And today actually is Corpus Christi, Thursday. This is the day that you always come for us to pray before the Blessed Sacrament for priests every Thursday. But we're going to be doing it on the weekend, and I hope a lot of people do go to Eucharistic processions. But here's what St. John Hughes said, and see if this is just like, wow, it woke me up when I read this. He said, the most evident mark of God's anger, okay, the most terrible castigation he can inflict upon the world is manifested when he permits his people to fall into the hands of a clergy who are more in name than in deed. Priests who practice the cruelty of wolves rather than the charity and affection of devoted shepherds. They abandon the things of God to devote themselves to the things of the world, and in their saintly calling of holiness, they spend their time in profane and worldly pursuits. When God permits such things, it is a very positive proof that he is thoroughly angry with his people and is visiting his most dreadful wrath upon them. When I read that, Paul, I thought about, wow, what was going on in the 16th century? Things like McCarrick. It was the same thing. They had immorality going on. These priests weren't living their lives that they were called to live. And I thought, God must be upset at us right now, because so many of us have been staying quiet when it comes to the moral teachings, what we call a world biblical view of the of our morals, whether it's homosexuality, whether it's abortion, all of these errors that are going on, it appears to me that God would be upset at us if we stay quiet and we do nothing. And I would just say he could be the patron saint for us in the church today to have a reform of our clergy, because the McCarricks out there are... not just McCarrick. We know, I mean, I'm personally met my own bishops who died of AIDS because he was a active homosexual, okay? And these are the tragic things that are going on in the church. That's why we have to make reparation atonement, expiation, yes, by our prayers. Remember what Our Lady, yes, said, souls are going to hell because no one's there to pray,
yes,
and make,
yes,
sacrifices. So when we cover, when we come back from the break, Paul, I want to get your take on a teacher who was suspended for refusing to lie, yeah, to a little girl, to a student, that a biological boy can be a girl. No, he comes back and says, I can't lie to her. And this is what, mm-hmm, we're saying right now in our church. We have to be truthful. If there's corruption going on in our church, we call it out. Pope Francis said that really clear to us, and that's why he's putting in some new canons right now to say that if someone is doing immoral things, whether they're a layman or religious in the church, they're going to be paying a penalty, and there's letting anybody go now. And I think that that's where we need to be at right now. So Paul Clay is filling in for Jess Romero. My teaser is this. This is a teacher who was suspended for refusing to lie to a student that a biological boy can be a girl. Guess what happened to him? Yeah, it's not pretty. But you know what's going to happen to him if he holds on to the truth about this? Eternal life. Because he didn't compromise.
Right.
Compromise is the language of the devil. Here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio, we don't compromise on the truth. We tell it with clarity and charity. We'll be back with more to inspire you to fall deeper in love with Jesus Christ and His church. Stay with us.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Actually, it's Terry Barber and Paul Clay filling in for Jess Romero. Hey, Paul, before we get to this teacher who I really respect for speaking the truth, I just wanted I did not give you this quote from St. John Hughes, who lived in the 16th century, but he's talking about, it seems to me that this is not anything new. Remember how God treated the Jews when they fell? He got angry with the Jewish people. He's getting angry with us because we are not living out our Catholic faith. And so this thing is not saying anything new, but it made me realize that we do need reparation and we do need people to stand up for the truth more than ever, because I think what's happened is we've become quiet in the midst of evil. And I think that's a real big problem in our culture right now, is that not enough people are standing up. But here's an example, Paul, of a teacher. As you know, I sent this article to you. It's a public school teacher. He's been placed on administrative leave for daring to inform the county school board at a public meeting that gender affirmation policies damage children and constitute child abuse. Man, I believe totally with what that man said. And now they're going to penalize him. And I want to just get your first take on that, Paul, because you're a policeman background. For those who don't know, you spent 30-some years as a cop. are you kidding me? If somebody told you this 30 years ago, that some teacher, and they called you to go say, hey, this guy's, you would say, are you kidding me? What am I doing here? So go ahead. Give me your take on this teacher.
Terry, right out of the chute.
Yeah.
The scripture comes to me, those that live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution.
Amen, brother. Sign me up.
Now, in the case of this teacher, he mentions in the article that I'm speaking out of love for those who suffer from gender dysphoria.
God love them.
You see, Terry, love corrects.
Yeah.
And see, it doesn't, now this article doesn't say it, but I'd venture to say that gentleman is a practicing Christian.
Yep.
I don't know whether he's Catholic down there in Virginia, but for sure he is probably a Christian, and he's holding to these, to his Christian values and his Christian beliefs.
Yep.
You know, Terry, in society, we have to, this gender dysphoria, as he put it, it's so convoluted and confusing. God is not the author of confusion, sacred scripture says. If it's confusing, Terry, it represents disorder. And God did not write that book. God created man male and female, period.
Yep.
And this teacher is holding on to the simple truth as God has put it forth in sacred scripture.
Yeah.
We're reminded that the word of God is a lamp to our feet and a light unto our path. All we have to do, Terry, is stick to the Word of God, and it will guide us through this confusion that the world has, particularly when it comes to gender and gender identity.
Yeah, I love what this man said. He says, I love all my students, but I'll never lie to them regardless of the consequences.
Yes.
You know, he continued, I'm a teacher, but I serve God first, and I will not affirm that a biological boy can be a girl and vice versa because it's against God's word, man. It's lying to a child. It's abuse to a child. It's sinning against our God. Now, Father Bill Casey used to say the most merciless thing is to let someone wallow in their sin. So it
Absolutely.
Is really love is what this man is doing because he's showing them that this is not godly. Now, 2 days after his presentation, the LCPS board sent a cross letter saying he was being placed on administrative leave pending the investigation of his allegations that he engaged in conduct that has a disruptive impact on the operations of the Leesburg Elementary School. Now, Cross is now restricted from even being on the grounds of the church. He's banned attending school-sponsored activities because of his position of having a biblical worldview of man and woman. Is this microphone on? Are you kidding me?
But
he's got some help from some good attorneys. What's going on with those Allied Defending Freedom attorneys? They're standing up for him.
Yeah, Terry, you know, and it's amazing to me how this can show you how the education system has been taken over.
Oh yeah.
You know, this secular atheistic type education that people are getting these days. Well, once these people get indoctrinated into this philosophical view, they're the ones that end up becoming the teachers, and they go on to becoming the lawyers and the judges. And so it's no surprise to me that we get all these really bad rulings and decisions, and we're being judged by these people, because he's down there in Virginia, and guess what? There's a lot of people in Virginia who hold fast to their Bibles.
Oh, yeah.
But unfortunately, they're not the ones calling the shots.
Yeah, you're right. And in this article, it makes it clear that, you know, there's the attorneys that the Alliance Defending Freedom people, who I support, shot off a letter in behalf of Ross, explaining that the LCP policies would force teachers to violate their beliefs by requiring them to address students with their chosen pronouns rather than the ones that are consistent with their biological sex. And I like what the attorney said. Public schools have no business compelling teachers to express ideological beliefs that they don't hold, but it's beyond a pale to suspend someone simply for respectfully providing their opinion at a public meeting, which is what such meetings are designed for. Give me a break. You know, Paul, what really gets me upset is other people making comments about this. A pastor, Pastor Gary Hemick, during his church service on Sunday, he says, should we throw our arms up and surrender and retreat and let our country and our county and our kids be taken over by progressive, liberal, Marxist ideology? Great question the pastor's asking. Stand up for Jesus, man. He said, we need to be prepared. There will be people who will attack us. That's a biblical label us as dismissive and try to cancel us, warning the pastor. Yep. But to be passive is to be complicit. I agree totally with him.
Terry, as you know, the first generation of Christians paid a dear price for their faith.
Mm-hmm.
They were persecuted and basically put into the circus and fed to the animals.
Yep.
They were willing to die for their faith, Terry.
Yeah.
And it's coming down to that in our life. Christianity is being persecuted to the extent that if we don't conform to the world or the world's view, and we know sacred scripture says do not be conformed to this world but be transformed, Terry.
Yes.
We need to be transformed by the word of God into the people of God. If we don't fall in line, we're gonna undergo persecution. And my question to the audience is, how serious are you willing to take this? Are you willing to die for your faith?
Yeah.
Because that day may come again, Terry.
Well, Paul, you nailed it, because the saint of the day is St. Charles Luenga and his companions. And, you know, this was happening just about 150 years ago. This wasn't 2,000 years ago. They Basically, King Mwangi of Africa launched a persecution of the church in response to their opposition to what? You know, taxes? No, their homosexuality and their corrupt court. So St. Wow. Charles, it was 1886, he was a master of the pages, these little boys that the king was abusing. They were martyred, 14 of them. Check this out, though, Paul. Can you imagine this? Mm-hmm. Open a picture this. These young boys, they're 14 to 30 years old that were serving the king. And Charles is catechizing them about the faith. He's teaching them about Jesus. They want to be baptized. So they get baptized as followers of Christ. And then he tells them, don't go along with the king and his advancements. Tell him that's sinful and that we will not participate in this. And when he did that, the king got so upset that he locked these guys up. He put a lockdown. I'm using that lockdown word. And he locks them down. And then he's going to martyr them and kill these individuals because they wouldn't compromise their Catholic faith and become, you know, pawns in his immoral sexual life. And so these guys really did the ultimate price that you just said. They laid their life down for their faith. And what's interesting about it, they offered their prayers. Many people in Uganda who were martyred then, over 100 people that I know of from my reading of it, they were martyred, but they offered their lives for the conversion of sinners. And check this out.
Amen. Paul.
St. Charles said this, that the King Mwangi, who was living an evil life most of his life, he was dying, and the Christians were able to evangelize him on his deathbed. He repented of his past life and was baptized moments before he died.
Go ahead. Terry, it may have been the fact that they laid down their lives for the salvation of it basically brought salvation to their persecutor.
Yep, he paid a price, the ultimate.
And that's exactly what God, when Jesus hung on that cross, what did he do? He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And, you know, I have to remind myself over and over again, Terry, that when I look at people, when I see, you know, I can't look at them and see their sin to the point to where it causes me to be jaded. I have to ask God, Lord, give me a heart of flesh. Don't give me a heart of stone, Lord. Let me see them as you see them, as what they could be.
Yes. Well said. Yeah. I think a big amen to that. Hey, Paul, when this is another little comment that we're living in our confusing times. On May 10th, the Biden administration announced that it would force doctors, Catholic doctors, to perform sex transition surgery to do so regardless of their religious objections. And so here again, they should get inspiration from the saint of the day, these doctors, because this is really a declaration of war by the Department of Health and Human Services on all Catholic doctors, all Christian doctors. And I think about the Title IX civil rights law barring discrimination based on sex. But this says nothing about transgender persons. And yet both, are you ready for this? The Obama and Biden administrations insist that this provision should cover transgender persons. But guess what, Paul? The Trump administration held to the original understanding. And boy, do I miss President Trump. And I hope and pray in a couple years that he comes back to straighten this mess out regarding the Biden administration, because it is a big mess. Paul, when we come back, one more quick note. The men's conference is coming up, folks. You don't want to miss it. We're filling up fast. We've got we have Bishop Strickland giving us a presentation on the life of St. Joseph. We have Jesse Romero. We have Eddie Chavez giving a talk on St. Joseph. It's going to be a great conference. You can go and register by calling 877-526-2151 or go to vmpr.org and register right online. It's going to be a great conference. And for those who are monthly donors, we have a special mass at 5 o'clock the day before, the 11th of June. We'll have Holy Mass at 5 o'clock offered for you as a way of saying thank you. And then we'll be feeding you a wonderful meal on that day. And if you haven't registered, call 877-526-2151 or go to vmpr.org. Up next, this will blow you away. John Hopkins, professor. One of the biggest failures of our current medical leadership is ignoring the natural immunity for COVID-19. This guy nails it, and not many people want to hear what he has to say. Here at Virgin Most Powerful, you will. Stay with us.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. Paul Clay sitting in for Jesse Romero. He'll be back tomorrow. Paul, there's a great article regarding a Johns Hopkins School of Medicine professor. He blasted the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention. We call it the CDC, for ignoring critical data on natural immunity from the COVID-19, saying that probably half of the country has natural immunity from prior infections. Now, this is the most slow reactionary political CDC in American history. Paul, you've had the virus with your wife. You got very sick. You survived it. But the very fact that he's going after the CDC and saying, look, why are we being hidden? Why is this information not getting out? Is there an agenda here? Now, Dr. Marty Amegri, also a professor at Bloomfield School of Public Health, made the remarks during an interview on his show where he exasperated the public health officials for denying the reality of the natural immunity for COVID-19. So I just want to bring this up to you because you've got a lot to say about this topic. You've studied this for a long time as a layman. And, you know, what's your take here about immunity? Isn't it? I think they're onto something myself.
Well, as you know, Terry, I did have it.
Yeah.
And almost a year, I would say closer to a year after I got it, both my parents had COVID-19.
Yep.
And I went to go take care of them.
Yeah.
And guess what, Terry? Mm. I didn't get the virus again.
Well, that supports this position.
Yeah, it supports it 100%. Listen, I think, Terry, that this virus has been dealt with in the political arena rather than the medical arena.
Amen.
And there have been so many doctors who have been slandered. And these doctors are well-intentioned with truly the desire to heal their patients. You know, they've testified before Congress. They've been accused of being politically motivated. I heard one doctor testify about ivermectin, and he says, listen, this is a miracle drug when it comes to COVID-19. It has such great antiviral functions that all he was asking them to do was, let's see if we can reclassify this drug in order to treat COVID. And Terry, it's like, it literally would take an act of Congress to get that done.
Wow.
And I think the issue has to do with money.
Yeah.
I think the issue there is a lot of people who are becoming billionaires off of the vaccine. And you know what sacred scripture says? Love of money is the root of all kinds of evil.
Yeah, you nailed it, Paul. Follow the money, exactly. And you know, Paul, just to back up what you're saying, the doctor's making the point, which I think is very good. Macri spoke positively of the broad spread of the virus to relation to immunity. When you get natural immunity from a severe COVID infection, you have the natural immunity that's probably lifelong. So various studies have shown this to be the case. He noted paying attention to data from Denmark. Check this out. Just what you experienced, Paul. In Denmark, there was only 0.6% of people who had COVID ever getting the infection a second time. And Paul, this is when they were around it, like you were with your parents all the time.
Yeah. That's 24/7.
Yes. And that's in healthcare workers, he added. So studies out of California prove that the show 38% of Californians have antibodies. I'm one of them, back in the March before the vaccine was really kicking off. So about half the country has natural immunity. Let me just bring something up that makes common sense. I mean, the Spanish flu back in 1918 had to run its cycle. We didn't give anybody vaccines back then. We didn't know, right? We didn't even know half of what we know now. But what happened is it ran its course. The people got immunity to it, and we moved on. And who got the credit? Well, our bodies, God gave us immunities in our bodies to fight off disease. That's how it's made. Now, this time, we've done it a whole different approach. We're getting many people vaccinated, and I guarantee you, they're not going to bring up the idea that these immunities were given when the people had this disease, and that's what's also helping us fight this off. They're going to put it all on man, because you know what? I'm going to say this right now, Paul. The people who are running the medical approach to this COVID-19 have a worldly view rather than a biblical view of life. Yes. That's my take on it.
Oh yeah, and it's Terry.
Tell me.
You know, we have to be reminded. I was, you know, just perusing some of the headlines, and here's one: Virginia woman dies shortly after vaccine taken. And then it says, though no link found. First of all, they don't even know if there's a link found, but she died within hours after taking the vaccine.
Yeah.
And there's so many like that. Utah woman, 39, dies 4 days after second dose of COVID-19 vaccine, autopsy ordered. You know, the list goes on and on and on and on. And then you have those who have been vaccinated who have gotten COVID-19 after it. So what am I trying to say with all of this?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that the people, some of the people that were involved in this process were not well-intentioned. There was a lot of fear going on when COVID-19 first came out. And the news media just, constantly bombarded us with the pictures of people dying. And that put a spirit of fear out there. And people became afraid. Exactly. Even the church, Terry, leaders in the church, became afraid.
Yep, I agree. You know, Paul, your point is well taken. I just want to mention, it's an interesting point that in the article, it points out that the medical field does not have a moral obligation to report any downturns of people getting the vaccine. In other words, if they get sick, you don't have to report
it. There's no mandate.
See, that right there is a red flag for me. Are you kidding me? And then think about the people, the thousands of people already that have died. There's 4,000 that we have a record of from the shot, the poke.
Yep.
And then here's the question. More people have had adverse reactions to this vaccine. They call it it's not really a vaccine, but let's call it a vaccine for their case. And that, than all the people from 30 years before of all the other vaccines that have been given. Is that another red flag that this is, people are reacting to this? Then we're finding out the blood clots, people who have asthma, having issues that are allergic to things like that. They shouldn't be taking this. And then they're taking it and they're finding out that this is happening, and we're going, well, it's collateral damage. You know, these things are going to happen, but they don't want to report them. That's not right.
Yeah. And Terry, in the case of the doctor who developed the blood clots, a full 30 days after he's developing the blood clots, who knows, what the future's going to hold. I think it was 30 days, right? Or even more.
Yeah, it was over 30 days. But you're right. Many of our doctors are saying 6 months, a year later, people are going to be having all kinds of medical issues, and they're not going to want to connect it to the vaccine, because that's, really bad. And I'll tell you one more thing this is going to be, and this is just my opinion. I couldn't say it on YouTube because that's why we got taken off. But I believe this is going to be the biggest sham that we've ever had in the world, where people were misled by misinformation and they bought it hook, line, and sinker. And
it already is.
Yeah. And think about a year from now, when some people aren't going to be able to have, some women are not going to be able to have children because of this. And then people are going to be getting sick, and some people are going to be dying from this. And it's all because that disclosure on this was not told. We did not get the truth out. And that's why I'm willing to take it on the chin right now, Paul, because it's the truth that sets us free. That's a world biblical view.
Amen.
We don't want error, right? We want to know what's the truth.
No. And listen, we're like a salmon, Terry. We swim against the current.
Exactly.
We swim upstream.
Yep.
And we do it in the hopes that we can reproduce, right? Replicate our faith.
Amen.
And so that's what we have to be. We have to be salmon, and we just can't go with the flow of this world, because we know that the world is being led by the powers of darkness, because Satan is the god of this world.
Yep.
That's what we have to remember as Catholics. We're in a battle.
Yep.
This is church militant, and yep, we have to stay the course. They're going to put pressure on us. So many people, Terry, that I love have taken this vaccine, mm-hmm, and I'm saddened, because I believe with all my heart that they're going to suffer needlessly from the results of this. You know, anytime you offer these drug companies and say, look, you guys don't have any immunity, I mean any liability from this, and the first one done, by the way, gets to make billions of dollars.
Yeah.
You think they might throw caution to the wind, Terry?
Yeah. Yeah. Follow the money. Follow the money. You know.
Yeah.
You know, Paul, you gave so many examples of people having bad effects, even death. I think of someone who I respect. Yes. Henry Aaron died. Hank Aaron, the home run king. He died after he took the vaccination, and he was doing it because he was trying to be he's a good Christian man, and he thought he got fooled that this was going to be a good thing for all of his community, and look what happened. And here's the bottom line on all of this. It's the truth. Again, I'm going to repeat that over and over again. It's the truth that sets us free. And think about following the money. Where's all these billions and billions of dollars going into the Bill Gates, all these people who are trying to be eugenics, where they're trying to control the population? This is what's happening, and nobody wants to say it. Not nobody, very few.
Yeah.
And we need to wake people up to see
that
this is a serious matter.
Yeah, and Terry, this is these things that you're mentioning, they're not conspiracy theories.
No.
That, you know, all you have to do is go to their websites. Go, you know, you could see them on video talking about things. Bill Gates said that he thinks that the world is overpopulated by at least 7 billion people.
That's what he said.
And he's the guy, he's funding billions of his dollars into these things. And nobody wants to ask the question, why? Yet you have a doctor who has credentials. He has a background. His papers have been peer reviewed. And he's saying that, listen, there's a real concern that young women may not be able to have children down the road because of this.
We're going to come right back with more on the Terry and Jesse Show.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. Yeah, I'm fired up because it's the truth that sets us free.
Amen.
And you know, when I think of the month of June, I think of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the tie into the Blessed Sacrament. And what is the world telling us right now? Oh, this is the arrival of Pride Month for the homosexuals, right? And we're going to put all kinds of pressure on corporations, schools, charities, public institutions to signal support for the LGBT movement. So, you know, let live and let, you know, all that baloney. Now, consider, for example, our brothers up in Canada. This week, the Canadian taxpayer-funded state broadcaster titled Hamilton Catholic Schools Board Facing Backlash for Refusing to Raise the Pride flag in June. Now, the story itself constitutes the backlash. The story is only accurate because the story exists. It is the news that a Catholic school does not want to raise the flag of an ideology which celebrates what the Catholic Church calls sin. Now, according to the CBC, it is, and so controversial is brought into this. Now, Paul, some of the other schools up in Canada are saying, oh, we have to do this because, you know, we want to be broad. And it seems to me, Paul, that the pressure that's being put on people to be supporting the, you know, what sin is great. And I just think that this is being very difficult for Christians because they're going to pay a price, but we need to stand up for the truth on this.
Yep. Terry.
Tell me.
There's two competing worldviews.
Yeah.
It's as ancient as Cain and Abel, the godly line of Seth and the murderous line of Cain, the wicked and the righteous, the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent. It is a cosmic struggle in which even heavenly hosts are involved.
Mm-hmm.
Terry, compromise is a slippery slope.
Amen, brother.
At first, you know, it was live and let live with these guys. And now, what is it? It's more than live and let live. It's my way or the highway.
Exactly.
Terry, my fear is, Terry, that a lot of churches, because of 501c3 status, which
yes.
means basically tax exempt status, they're going to just knuckle under, following the money again, rather than be cut off for their views. And I pray and hope that our church remains steadfast. And that, you mentioned before, Terry, that God often punishes us and by giving us, clergy that possibly are basically bad clergy. My take on that is simply, Terry, listen. You reap what you sow.
Yeah.
Our clergy these days are products of liberalism.
Of course
they have. They have been educated in liberal schools, liberal yep. universities, and so we reap what we sow. Yep. If you sow to the wind, Terry, you're gonna reap the whirlwind.
Right.
And so, this is just the natural slippery slope of things. And but what it does for us, Terry, is it gives us the opportunity. It gives the faithful, it gives the remnant the opportunity. The light shines brightest in the darkest. It gives people like you, me, Jesse, and anybody else out there who's listening and who's on fire for Jesus, Terry, it gives us an opportunity to stand for the truth, to wave the banner of God, and if necessary, to die waving that banner.
You're well said. And, not to change the subject, but I want to continue on this, but I just want to make a point. One of our listeners just texted me, and she made a good point, that we need to invoke the Nuremberg Code immediately, meaning that nobody should be subject to experimental drugs. In other words, that's
right.
what they said in 1948, and we
that's
because
right.
of what the Nazis did. And here we are, 2021, doing a similar thing with experimental drugs. She's spot on with that.
Trying to mandate it.
Yeah, you can't do that. Now, I will say this. Oh, my gosh, we're getting lots of people calling right now and texting us. Yeah, this is a topic about where, in other words, there are Catholic schools in Canada that have said, no, we're fine with this. This is great. We're going to continue to promote the homosexual flag because of diversity. And the thing about it, Paul, that really makes me fired up is this, that the people who should know better don't know. And they're passing mm-hmm. it on to innocent children. And this, to me, infuriates me as a layman to say, wait a minute, you're giving them bad example. It's scandal. And so we've got to stand up. And this is what I'm asking all of our listeners to do with their prayers, like tonight. In front of the Blessed mm-hmm. Sacrament, we pray for priests,
Amen.
For the Holy Father, the bishops, every Thursday night here at the Sacred Heart Chapel. But I would ask our listeners to really step up their game in regards to their
yep.
spiritual life, because the church needs you, our listener.
Yes.
And
Amen, Terry.
I also want to say, Paul, that we need to speak up too. Would you talk a little
yep.
bit about, we talked a little before the show about not being silent.
Terry, listen, mm-hmm. If you're silent,
yeah.
This is a call to arms. This is not a time for silence.
No.
God, we've been given the mind of Christ, Sacred Scripture says. God wants us to proclaim his truth to this world. And again, we have to remember that God causes all things to work together for good for those that love God. We love God. We're proclaiming the truth. We're standing up against tyranny. We're
yep.
standing up against evil and wickedness. And like I said, this is opportunity for us to grab the biggest megaphone we can,
yep.
let our neighbors know, our families know. This is the only way that we're going to overcome this. And the only way that we can overcome it is to make sure that we're living in a state of grace,
Amen.
Terry.
Amen. Paul, I just want to bring one more thought before we leave.
Yeah.
I mentioned that yep. a lot of people have adverse effects from the vaccine. I've got the facts right in front
yep.
of us in this article showing that 1 to 10% of the people who get the shot are going to have adverse effects. There's 4,200 deaths and nearly 15,000 hospitalizations that have taken place with the COVID-19 injection. That's a lot of people.
It's a lot of people. And we still don't know what the long-term effects are going to be.
No, you're right. You're right. We still don't know. And so I was really impressed by these Tyburn sisters in London. You can check it out on video from LifeSite News, where the sisters said that they've been praying for at least 50 people from their convent. They had 50 people in London that have gone and said, pray for these people who had the COVID-19 that died. And I will say this, they're prayer warriors. They're obviously unafraid of the backlash of the world, because they're speaking up and telling these cloistered nuns are saying, don't take the vaccine. And I guarantee you they don't have a YouTube channel. Because of what they would say. But they don't have to say that. But you know what I think's happening? We're awaking a sleeping giant, Paul. I think people are beginning to realize we've been duped. What do you think?
I think we've been duped. And Terry, what they're trying to do is they're trying to control the gospel message. Mm. Or dare I say, they're attempting to change the message under the guise of, you know, you're discriminating against us, or, you know, you're, you know, listen, many, again, Terry, we need to be willing to lay down our lives for the truth.
Amen.
There's so much going on out there with the LGBT issues, with the vaccines. There's just, it's an all-out attack on us. And we just, again, I'm all in, Terry.
I'm all in too,
bro. And die for the truth.
Amen. And just to remember to pray for Bishop David M. O'Connell. He's been hospitalized. He's one of those for blood clots just months after he was shown on TV taking the vaccine shot. And, you know, there's thousands of people like that, as I mentioned, that are in the hospital, or even, you know, 4,200 people are dead, including Hank Aaron and others.
Yeah, again, well-intentioned.
Yeah.
Well-intentioned. But at the same time, you know, they, you know, want to set the example, and yet many people are losing their lives foolishly when they don't have to.
Yeah, I want to recommend this weekend Corpus Christi is being celebrated on Sunday. Many parishes are doing Eucharistic procession. Think about this. 80% of the Catholics don't even believe in the real presence. This is our time to show our love for the Blessed Sacrament, taking Jesus out to the streets and showing what we actually believe. I can think of so many people have told me that when I brought them to Jesus and the Eucharist, they said, I never knew that was our teaching. That's how bad it got. And I will say this, Paul, for all of us, step up our game plan of our prayers. Get to confession as soon as possible. If it's been over a month, get to confession. Read your Bible every day. Pray your daily rosary. Make your visits to the Blessed Sacrament.
Yep.
These are all things I'm talking to myself right now. I need to do that.
Yeah.
I went and visited Jesus this morning before the show and thanked him, because I know that if I give my life to Christ, many great things can take place. And I want to encourage you to turn your life over to Jesus Christ through our Blessed Mother, and get close to Jesus in the Eucharist, the source and summit of the faith. Paul, I'll let you have the final words, brother.
Jesus said, unless you eat my body and drink my blood, you shall have no life in you. Terry, you said an alarming statistic there. 80% of Catholics do not believe in the real presence of Christ in the Holy Eucharist.
Yep.
Jesus himself said, when the Son of Man returned, will he find faith? This is the situation that we live in, and we need to strive to be the remnant. We need to... you know, though I will not be afraid, the psalmist said, though 10,000 people set themselves against me round about. This is a time for uncommon courage,
Amen.
Terry.
Amen.
We need to stand firm. We need to ask God for his grace to just live faithful in these times. And I just want to encourage everybody. Mm-hmm. And that's what I love about you, Terry. You're always mentioning that we need to pray. And that's what's going to move God's hand in this, is prayer.
And think about it. Our backs are against the wall. Only one out of 10 Catholics even show up on Sunday Mass, because they stopped going to church when the churches were closed. Now, what are we going to do? We're going to fall deep in love with Jesus Christ and his bride, the church, and proclaim it loudly. Paul Clay, I want to thank you for stepping in for us with Jesse Romero's place. And I also want to ask you the final question that is the question. What state should we be living in, brother?
A state of grace, my friend.
Yeah, not a state of grace. And how do we do that? By our custody of the eyes, by the way we live our life, and by reading God's word and receiving the bread of life that Paul just said, unless you eat of my body and drink of my blood, you have no life in me. My flesh is real food. My blood is real drink. That's John 6. Mm. Check it all out, folks. Hey, up next, we've got another, we've got the good doctor coming in. This is Thursday. Dr. Sandoval, you won't want to miss it. Pick up our free app by going to vmpr.org. Or call us at 877-526-2151. If it's not on your network, you can always get it on our app at vmpr.org. May God richly bless you and your family. And full sheen ahead here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. God bless you.